So let's review. The Gemara earlier began a lengthy discussion regarding certain drashas. Ordinarily, something derived from one drasha can be applied further using another drasha. However, regarding kachim, this is not always the case. The Gemara discusses four types of drashas. Hekesh, a comparison, gzer shav, a similar word usage, kavochem, a logical deduction based on relative stringency and leniency, and binyan av, also known as imam metzina, whereby we compare the halachas of similar matters. This gives us 16 different inquiries, and the first two were discussed on daf mem tes. The Gemara continues, dav alamin mehekesh, chayzim alamin bekavochemer, meditana de beri bishmal. Something derived from a hekesh can then be applied elsewhere by means of a kavochemer, as we learned on daf mem alf. A hekesh compares the halachas of the parka and gadol and se'iri avodis kachavim, and we then apply this drasha further to se'iri yom kippurim by means of a kal v'chaymer. Dav ha'lamed behekesh ma'ashe lamed bebinyin af. Can something learned from a hekesh be applied further using a binyin af? The Gemara at first wants to prove that it cannot, based on the following reasoning. Leilich tzafayin de ba'ashe matesim bebinyin af mechatos. The pasuk did not need to state the requirement of tzafim regarding ashim because we could have derived it through a binyin af from the kar b'chatos. Clearly, Dava Halaman Behekesh in Chayzim Lamed Bebinyin Av. However, the Gemara rejects this reasoning because Mala Chatas Shechem Mechaperes Achiba Krisis. Perhaps the Chatas requires Tzafin because it atones for Chiba Krisis. The Gemara does not resolve this particular inquiry. Dava Halaman Begzeri Shava Ma'ish Lamed Behekesh. Can something learned from Begzeri Shava be applied further using a Hekesh? The Gemara brings a proof from the following brisa. The pasuk says, "V'zeis teres zevach shlamim im al taida," comparing the shlamim and the taida. And so, "Lamanu la taida shabam na meisa meda ashkechan shlamim da asu me meisa." From this hekesh, we learn that an animal for a taida, if it was stipulated when they made the neder, may be purchased with money of meisa sheni, just as a shlamim may be purchased with money of meisa sheni. And shlam gufay menolan tchsev sham sham. Shlamim themselves are derived from exer shav between shlamim and meisa sheni. However, Mazutra asks, Maiser dug in chulim ba'almahu, Maiser of grain is not a matter of kachim, and therefore not subject to these rules. Ravina answers, Amar amra, lamed kaddish and lamed kaddish. We do not require that both the initial case and the derived case involve kachim. Rather, Ravina holds, basa lamed as linen. The primary factor is the lamed, that which is derived. If the derived case is kachim, it is subject to these rules. However, Mazutra holds, basa lamed nam as linen. These rules only apply if both the initial case and the derived case involve kachim. Something learned from Gzeres Shava can be applied further using another Gzeres Shava, as we see from the following brisa. The pasuk says, "Es er hapar v'kirboi ufirshay," and immediately afterwards it says, "V'hitzi es kol hapar," and we expound, "Shemitzi eshalim," we carry out the parakai Mashiach whole, but yachal yisrafen eshalim nemekan reishu chrav v'nemelahalan reishu chrav malahalan al de nituach avkan al de nituach. We derive from Gzeres Shava from the carbon oil that it is cut into pieces before it is burnt. However, we learned in a different brisa, Nemer kan oyer baster o pirish benem alahan oyer baster o pirish malahan de nituach shle behefshet, avkan al de nituach shle behefshet. We derive from the par koin Mashiach that the par basar shayim kippurim were also burned in pieces, even though the par koin Mashiach itself was initially derived from Gzeres Shava. Dav alamed begzeres Shava, yilamed bekavachemer. Something learned from Gzeres Shava can be applied further using a kavachemer, as we can prove from the following kavachemer. Something derived from a hekesh cannot be applied further using another hekesh, yet it can be applied further using a kavachemer. If so, something derived from a gzeres shava, which can be applied further using a gzeres shava, can certainly be applied further using a kavachemer. Can something learned from a gzeres shava be applied further using a binyan av? Tekui, the Gemara leaves this question unresolved. Can something learned from a kavochemer be applied further using a hekesh? The Gemara answers that it depends. According to the opinion that basa lamed as linan, the primary factor is the lamad, that which is derived. And so we learned earlier, dav alamin gzeres shava lamed behekesh, we can prove this from a kavochemer. Uma gzeres shava she'ena lamed behekesh lamed behekesh kavochemer halamin behekesh in adin she'lamed behekesh. We cannot derive something from gzeres shava if that halacha was itself derived from a hekesh. Yet something derived from Gzeres Shava can be applied further using a Hekesh, as we proved from the case of Maaseh Sheni. If so, since we can derive something from a Kavochemer, even if that halacha is itself derived from a Hekesh, certainly something derived from a Kavochemer may be applied further using a Hekesh. However, according to the opinion that Basa Malamed as Linan, that these rules only apply if both the initial case and the derived case involve Kachim, and we did not resolve the question whether Dav Alam Gzeres Shava Maaseh Shalama Behekesh, and so this Kavochemer is not valid, and so the Gemara answers take away, leaving this inquiry unresolved. Something derived from a kavochemer can be applied further using a gzereshava, as we can prove from the following kavochemer. We cannot derive something from a gzereshava if that halacha was itself derived from a hekesh, yet something derived from a gzereshava can be applied further using a gzereshava. If so, since we can derive something from a kavochemer, even if that halacha was itself derived from a hekesh, certainly something derived from a kavochemer would be applied further using a gzereshava. Something derived from a kavochemer can be applied further using another kavochemer, as we can prove in the following kavochemer. Uma hekesh ain't a lamed behekesh melamed bekavochemer. Kavochemer lamed behekesh ain't a dinshi lamed bekavochemer. We cannot derive something from a hekesh if that halacha was itself derived from a hekesh. Yet something derived from a hekesh can be applied further using a kavochemer. If so, since we can derive something from a kavochemer, even if that halacha was itself derived from a hekesh, certainly something derived from a kavochemer be applied further using another kavochemer. Can something derived from a kavochemer be applied further using a binyan av? The Gemara cites a Mishnah as proof. Malak v'nimtzis treifa, Remeir oimer ein matama beveis abliya. Remeir holds that if a kohen performs malika, severing the simanim with his fingernail on a bird of kachim, and the bird is found to be a treifa, it does not transmit tumah if swallowed, the way a bird of nevela usually does, and he derives this in the following manner. Uman nevelas behemah shematama b'mago b'masa. Shchitasa mitaharis treifas mitumasa. Nevelas oif she'ein matama b'mago b'masa. Ein adin shetei shchitasa mitaharis treifas mitumasa. An animal of Nevela that died without Shechita transmits Tumah when touched or carried, and yet when it is slaughtered, it does not transmit Tumah even if it is found to be a Trefa and is not permitted to be eaten. If so, a bird of Nevela, which only transmits Tumah when swallowed but not when touched or carried, certainly should not transmit Tumah if slaughtered. Having proven that an ordinary Trefa Sa'ib that was slaughtered does not transmit Tumah by means of a Kavochemer, he now derives that Malika accomplishes the same thing by means of a Binyaf. Just as Shechita permits an animal to be eaten and stops it from transmitting Tumah, so too Malika, which permits birds of Kachem to be eaten, also stops it from transmitting Tumah. However, the Gemara rejects this proof. Hasam, as Rashi explains, Ikr Taima de Remeir lo yolov bebinyan av elam hekesh. In that case, Remeir primarily relies on a hekesh, not a binyan av. Furthermore, tahavihi mishchita de chulin kasin. This is derived from the shchita of chulin. Therefore, it is subject to the earlier machlekes whether these rules apply. The Gemara discusses the final four inquiries in the next daf.